Okay, by way of review, there's a Mishnah on Tes Amud Aleph where the Mishnah mentions that the Dina b'fananechtam applies equally to Shtar Shichur Ad Kanani, like the first Mishnah formulates it with respect to Get Isha. And this is one of the several dinim, Zuachas Men Adrachim, this is one of the several halachas which they share in common. So the implication is that there are more than one din. So the Braisa has B'shlosh Adrachim, Shavagit Nashim, Shechur Avonim. The Rambam lists up B'shish Adrachim. So the Gemara wants to know why B'shlosh Adrachim and according to Rav Meir, Barbo Adrachim. So the Gemara asks, V'soleko V'ha'iko, on the middle of Testament base, there are more dinim that it has in common. That there's no get lachamisa, there's no shtar lachamisa. Gemara says, no, the Braisa is listing of dinim which these two have in common, dafke these two. Get Isha and Shtar Shichur Ad Kanani. That halacha that there's no Shtar Lachamisa, that's a universal din by all Shtaris. That's a din by all Shtaris, not restricted only to Get Isha. We mentioned last week that there's a very strange sheet in Mukubetzes, the first daf in Paraget Poshut, the end of Bava Basra, where the sheet in Mukubetzes says that Ein Get Lachamisa is a din derais, and Ein Shtar Lachamisa is a din derabanan. Agzera ought to get lachamisa. So Rabbi Chana of Asman says he doesn't understand. It's a din by all kinyan. Ain't kinyan lachamisa. There's no kinyan lachamisa. So what was it? An ikra din is only by a get. It's not even din by shtar. It's a din by all kinyan. You can't make anything lachamisa. Why should the Shidim Kubetz is quotes from the Raivid that the ikra din derais only applies to get isha and shtar shichur Ad Kanani. It's very strange. But at least the Gemara says it can't be. The Braisa is not going to list and get lachamisa because that din is shared in common by all shtaros. Fine. So the Gemara asked Akasha. B'hoika l'shma. B'hoika mechuber. So the Gemara says, no, maybe those are dinim deraisa. Maybe the Braisa is only listing of dinim that are derabban. So the Gemara finally asks on the top line, v'chazar deraisa tani. Gemara asks, so the Gemara is forced into backing out. So before the Gemara backs out, so the Gemara said, well, what about Kol Hashtaros Oilem Arkoh Shal Nochrim? Kol Hashtaros Oilem Arkoh Shal Nochrim. That by all Hashtaros are good. And Tosis points out on the top of Testament base that that's a Takana de Rabbanon. Menator is Takana no good. Takanta de Rabbanon, who were the top Tosis on Testament base. Why is it only Takana de Rabbanon? If Loimari Nafshayu, so that's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, that they're telling the truth. So why shouldn't that work Minatur? Why does Taisa say that's only Takana de Rabbanon? The Gemara in the end of Bava Basra has a lotion that the Gemara draws the contrast between the psul of Kroivim and the psul of Rosham. That the psul of Kroivim is a Xeris HaMelech. That's the lotion of Gemara. We would call that Xeris HaKosov. The Gemara calls it Xeris HaMelech. It's not because they're Hashudim L'Shaker. But Haraya, the Gemara says that even Moshe and Aharon come together and they want to testify. They're not chashudim l'shaker at all, but still it's a gzeris hakosav that it's no good. Vasheni kein arosha, arosha is posoletis because there's a chashash m'shaker. What's the difference halacha l'maisa, whether it's just a gzeris hakosav or if there's an additional concern of a chashash m'shaker? So the Gemara has the nafkamina in the following case. Let's say we have a shtar that says that it was written 10 years ago, and 10 years ago the two people who signed on the shtar were not related. They were bachram in the yeshiva. And then since then, one of them married the other one's sister, and they became brothers-in-law. So right now, at the time the shtar is brought up in the Bezdin, now the two Edom happen to be kroivim. But based on the zman hakosav b'shtar, if it was written 10 years ago, we don't know, that's what it says. It was written 10 years ago, so at that time they were not kroivim. So is the shtar acceptable or not? Or the same thing, let's say, the shtar is signed by two Jewish people, with a date from 10 years ago, and 10 years ago they were both religious Jews. And since then, one of them unfortunately is sitting in prison for his good demise and tovim. He became a criminal, or he became a Mechal Shabbos, or he gave up the whole religion, whatever the story is. But the zman that's written on the shtar was 10 years ago, and then when both of them were still observant and honest, and they're not sitting in prison. So would it be good or not? So the Gemara draws a distinction, halacha l'maaseh, between kroivim and psulim. that Kroivim are not chashudim l'shaker. Kroivim, we're not chashud them, that they wrote it today, the two brothers-in-law signed the shtar today, and they put in a date from 10 years ago that the shtar should be accepted because 10 years ago they were not yet brothers-in-law. Mashenikein, a Russia criminal is chashud l'shaker. So if you have a shtar today that has that's signed by two edim and one of them is a ganef, and the date that it has is from the time 10 years ago before he became a ganef, at that time he was still honest, you cannot rely on that date. You have to be choshed, maybe he signed the shtar after he became a ganef, and he was mezayif and he wrote the earlier date. This is a shaila, the Rishonim asked the shaila, what is that only a Rosh de Chumas? In Chumash it only says, Atosha Sotchem Rosh Ali Oseit Chumas. So Rosh de Chumas means one who compromises on his religious principles, machmas chimud moment. He cheats in business. Or let's say he stopped keeping kosher because it costs it's too expensive. Whenever it's easy to keep kosher, it's not too expensive, we'll keep kosher. But he stopped keeping kosher whenever it's too expensive. Or Shabbos. He's mechal Shabbos because of parnasa, because he makes more money. Otherwise, talking not mechal Shabbos. So one who compromises on his principles, machmas chimud mamon, so then I say, the man is choshed l'shaker. He may testify falsely also if someone will pay him enough money as a bribe. What if a person is not really, what if the person is a oichon nevelis l'hachas, not an oichon nevelis l'teyomen. Not that he compromises on his religious principles, machmas chimud mamon, these are not principles by him. Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpacha, he never observes them. He's not an observant person. So why shouldn't we say that he's posel eidus because he's an apikoros? So that's a kasha that the Rishonim work on. Why don't you say an apikoros, dina kenochri? He doesn't observe Shabbos, kasha, taras hamishpacha, not because of chimud mamon, just because these are not religious principles by him. So he doesn't believe in Torah min hashamayim. So the Rashbo asked that kasha. We're not sure exactly what the answer is. But the Gemara says that this is a machloikis abai verovet, whether a Rosha delav de chomos, not one who compromises on his religious principles, machmas chimud mamon. Rosha delav de chomos, is he posulaitis or not? So that's the mem of Yalkigam, the mumarech on the velus lahachis. We paskin like Abai in that case. The mumarech on the velus lahachis is also posulaitis. So the Tzachoshin quotes the Diyun from the Rishonim, from the early Rishonim, is it also like a Rosh HaDachamas that is Choshed L'Shaker? But he'd say, no, he's an honest person, why should he be Choshed L'Shaker? It's like Zeris HaKosuv that is Posulatus. So the Nafkamina will be, what if you have the Tzoy Sochoshin has the suffix in the Hilchus Torahs? What if you have a Shtar that has a date from 10 years ago? At that time he was an observant person. And now, one of the Edom was signed, one or both of them was signed. I'm not observant at all, but not Machmas Chimud Mamon. It's not that he's a Rosh HaDachamas. He's just not observant anymore. So would you say here there's also a Chashash Meshaka like a Rosh HaDachamas? Or do you say, no, this is Akzeris HaKosov that is postulatus. Or the Big Nafkamina comes up in Heter Agunas, that the Minatori really should require two Edom to testify that the husband is dead, that the wife is permitted to remarry. And the Mishnah says that Midrabban and the Chachamim were Mekel, and they said that we can trust an Eid Echad. So they said you can trust an Eid Echad, even a relative, even a woman, even an Ebekneini. But if the person who's coming to testify is a Gazlan Shal Torah, so the Gemara says Gazlan Shal Torah is Pasaleid Isisha, because a Rosh HaDachamas is Chashud L'Shaker. So the question is, this comes up all the time, especially now in Eretz Yisrael. The Eid Echad says that I know Bevadai that the husband is dead, is an honest person, but he's absolutely chiloni. He doesn't observe anything. He's not a Rosh HaDachamas. Not that he compromises on his religious principles, machmas chimud mamon. He was brought up as a non-observant Jew. He's not compromising on anything. So do you say in such a case that there's a chashash meshaker? So he has the same status as a Rosh HaDachamas, like a Gazlan Shal Torah. And Gazlan Shal Torah, the Gemara says, is posulei this isha. But he say no, even though we paskan like Abaye, that a Rosh the Lav de Chomis is also Pasolaitis, a Mumarech on the Velas Lahachis is also Pasolaitis. Maybe he's only Pasolaitis, Beteras Gzeris HaKosu, not Beteras Choshud Lushakir. So this is a Diyun. Aloha Mai. Misaych lefituma would be good. Yeah, that's the same. Anochrim misaych lefituma is good. But let's say it wouldn't be misaych lefituma. So the edechod is good. Edechod, an isha, and a korev is good. Even if it's not misaych lefituma. So here the shaila is, would this fella be good by misaych lefituma? So Rav Baruch Ber quotes in the name of Rav Elvel Soloveitchik in his Sefer Bircha Shmuel. He quotes a question. The Gemara's lashon was that Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara's lashon was that Moshe b'Aharon apsulim la'edus. So you see that it's Gzeres HaMelech, Gzeres HaKosuf. It's not there's a hashash meshaker. So the Rashash raises the question on that Gemara Makshim Ha'olam. Why shouldn't Moshe v'Yaron be acceptable? Because there's an umder in the muchach that they're telling the truth. Anan sahari de la mari nafshayu, like Tosis says over here, that the Gemara says like that. That kol hashtora sa'olam arkosh anoch meshtar rai is good. Dilo yavzuz gamer lahavim mari nafshayu v'kasron leshtora. So don't we have an umder in the muchach that Moshe and Aaron are telling the truth? So what do you tell me that there's a gzeres hamelach, a gzeres hakosuv? That the Moshe and Aaron is not acceptable, but isn't it umdin in the Muchach that Moshe Rabbeinu and his brother Aaron are telling the truth? So Rav Baruch Ber says that he heard from Avelvel Soloveitchik that's the Gzeres HaKosov of Hilchas Edus. The Torah gives you a list of people. These people are Nemonim, these people are not Nemonim. So it means that you're not supposed to use an umdin in the Muchach to determine who is Nemon, who is not Nemon. It's Halacha over here, you have to follow the rules and the regulations. If you have two nochrim, that's what Tesis writes on the top of Tesis and base. If you have two nochrim, ashtar so elam akosh al nochrim, so the halacha says that nochrim apsulim laedis. So if nochrim is pasul laedis, you can save him today till next year. That loy mari nafshayu, and it's an umder in the muchach that is certainly telling the truth. You can't use a rubid laesa come on to give a person nemonis. If the halacha says that the nochrim doesn't have nemonis, he's pasul laedis, so you can't. You can't reconstruct, you can't reconstitute the Nemonis by saying, well, forget about Hilchas Nemonis, we have a Rubid Leisa, come on, that he's telling the truth. So that's what motivates Tosis to say that this Mishnah is a Takana de Rabbana. Kol Ashtar Soel Makor Shal Nochim, Ashtar Rai is acceptable if it comes from the Akos, because it's a Rubid Leisa, come on, that he loved the Yav Zuzi Kamala Havimar Navshai Vakasim Leishtara, because of that Umdine. So this is only a Din de Rabbana. So this is problematic. Let's say we have a din of Eidechot Nemen B'Yisurim. Eidechot Nemen B'Yisurim, you don't have the halacha that we usually assume. You don't have the halacha that Anisha is Einan Emenis. Aganef doesn't have Nemonis and Dini Maminis and Dini Nefoshis and Dovish B'Yerva. What about Aganef? A man cheats in business. A man cheats everybody in business. Cheats Jews, cheats non-Jews. Doesn't discriminate. He cheats everybody. Aganef. So, but he's strictly kosher. In Adam La'Makam, he's strictly kosher. So the din is he has namonis on the area that he observes. He has namonis. So we don't say that there's a gzeres hakosu that is possible. But if a person doesn't keep kosher, so then the Mishnah says in Pcheres Daf Lamed HaKosher Al Adav Al Adonav Al Amida, person has namonis in that area which he observes. Let's say a person keeps kosher but doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. So if they're strictly kosher, so you can eat by them, you can trust them in the area of kashrus, but you can't trust them if they tell me that they checked the mikveh and they were machshir the mikveh and it's not ma'amshim, so you can't rely on them because in the area of taras hamishpach they don't observe. On the reverse, let's say the mikveh lady is very strict, there are some people are medaktik to observe taras hamishpach and they don't keep kashrus. By Svardim, they're more medaktik in taras hamishpach. By Ashkenazim, they're more medaktik in kashrus than in taras hamishpach. That's what years ago, young Israel used to mean, that they keep Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpach not. That used to be the definition of young Israel. It's no longer, it's a different definition today. So let's say if a person observes one area, he doesn't observe the other area. So the area that the person observes, he has namonis. The area that the person doesn't observe, he doesn't have any namonis. So Anochri is not mechuyif to keep kosher. So even if the Anochri keeps kosher, that's called Achoshet Al Adove. The Anochri doesn't have them on the San Kashmas. So let's say Anochri is selling me fish, or he's selling me eggs, or he's selling me some kind of a product. And I know there's a Ruba Deleisa come on. There's an Umder de Muchach that Loimari Nafshayu. They're not going to misrepresent, they're not going to sell something else instead of what they claim that this is. we know they're not going to misrepresent because they're going to lose the whole business. So the Gemara says that the Goyim do have their monies. The Gemara says whenever there's a Ruba Dalaisa come on, that the person is telling the truth because Lamar Nafsha, they have their monies. But you're going to say that's only midirabbanon. Taisa says over here that the namanus of the akol shanochem, the shtar of the akol shanochem, is only midirabbanon. In our Torah, it's not so. What are you going to say by it? Eidech and Emin Bisurim is also like that. That this chazoka, this ruba deleisa kamon, that you can rely on the nochri, that he's not going to switch, he's not going to misrepresent, only works midirabbanon. So then it doesn't work. How can it work? But dinim amanis, you can have dinim midirabbanon. That are based on any takana de rabbanon, the area of dinim amanis relies on the mechanics of hefke bezne hefke. But you can't have a takana de rabbanon to be mekel an isa v'heta. If an isa v'heta, the nochri is not nemet to tell me that this is tuna fish. So what does it help that you have aruba de leisa kamon lamari nafshaihu? What do you mean? But isn't that what Rabbarach Be quoted name of Velvela? That you're not machshir Moshe v'Yaron based on a aruba de leisa kamon that they're telling the truth. Because that's the Xeris HaKosuv, that you don't construct the Chazakas, you don't construct Ruba de Leisa Kamans, who's telling the truth. So how come in the area of Erech Adem and Misurim is not so?
Would a woman be Neman to say Sukkos kosher or a rule of restaurant kosher because they're not Chayim, so is that like enough of keeping kosher? Or would they have Nemanas in that area?
An interesting question. I think for sure a woman is Nemanas. I don't know, it's a good question. Why shouldn't it be the same as an Ochri? A woman is not the same as an Achri, we understand. The woman has the Kedushas Yisrael with respect to the Sukkah, even though she's Potter. The Achri doesn't have any Shaychas at all. But still, if the Achri will volunteer to sit in Sukkah, he will have a Kiyum as an Enem Mitzvah. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Intuitively, I would assume that the woman doesn't have Namanas to say. If she knows the Dinim, she knows that what's a kosher Sukkah, I would assume she does have namanas to say that this is a kosher sukkah. Why shouldn't it be the same as an achri? I don't know. Anyway, so getting back again, the Gemara asks that the akol shel nochrim should be a psul deraisa. Why a psul deraisa? Min ha-Torah they're pasul by the shtaris of mammon also. It's just as it said, that's a takana de rabbanon by shtori mamon, by shtori rai, they made a takana de rabbanon, but they didn't make any takana de rabbanon by gitei noshim. So it remains a psul deraisa, and Tosfos gives you all the four reasons. If a nochri signs a get, four reasons why the get will be posel min ha-Torah. So the Gemara asks, how can you say that the braisa is only listing off b'shlosh adroch m'shova gitei noshim, shochri avon is only listing off psulim de rabbanon, but a list of akoy shel nochrim, that's a psul deraisa? So the Gemara says maybe it's talking about Beida Mesira and it's only Mizuyif Mitoicha. So Mizuyif Mitoicha is only a Psul de Rabban. So then, and then the Gemara touches it up. So then, how do you read the next line in the Mishnah and Daf Yudim and Beis? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Yomer, Af Eluk Sheirim, even by Gitin Noshim Shachri Avodim, that is signed by the Akol Shel Nochrim is also good. How can that be? Reb Shimon says it's good if it's signed by Nochrim. You have all the four reasons why it's no good. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Yudim Beis, Yorad Reb Shimon, the Shitosa Shal Rab Lazar. Reb Shimon holds like Rab Lazar, that even though you have Pasal Edim signed, it doesn't bother me because the din is that Edim is Sirikas, you have Kosher Edim. So what happened to the din of Zif Mitoicha? So the Gemara touches it up, that they both agree there is a din, Zif Mitoicha Pasals Medirabonon, but it's only Gzera Dil Masal Mismach. So if you're talking about a case of Shemis Mefokim, so that's a detailed machloikis between the Tanakama and Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, would you make the Gzera de Rabbanon by Shemis Mefokim? But then the Gemara backs out anyway. You can't say that the Brice is only listing off Dinim de Rabbanon, is not listing Dinim de Rais. So Dinim Chazor is clearly a Din de Rais. Okay, it's hard. What you're going to construct? You're going to construct a Pshat and a Havmina. It's hard. This is the Gemara just working through all the logical possibilities rather than break your heads to figure out a Havamina. Just assume that the Gemara wanted to review all the Din. So the Gemara says that's not the secret over here. The secret is not that the Brice is only listing of Dinim Derabbanon as opposed to Dinim Derais. Listing Dinim Derais and Dinim Derabbanon also. So why doesn't it mention Lishmo in Mechuber? So the Gemara says, Elo, the correct answer is on the top of Yudam and Aleph, the second line, Kiktani Milsa de Leisa Bikidushin, that we have a Hekesh Makesh Habayli Tziyo, that the Shtar Kidushin is learned out, the whole institution, the whole existence of a Shtar Kedushin is learned out with the Hekesh from Gedisha, just like Shtar Shechar Evik Nine is learned out through Gzeru Shavu, Lola Meisha. So one might have thought they have all the dinim in common. So that's what this Braisa comes to tell me, that there is Shlosha Drochim that the Gedisha and the Shtar Shechar Evik Nine have in common, which is not shared in common with the Shtar Kedushin. It should have been, all three should be the same. So the Gemara says, "Benegir to lishmo." That's where Rashi finishes off here. Benegir to lishmo, benegir to mechuber. So those psulim are not mentioned in the Braisa because those are shared in common with the Shtar Kedushin as well. But benegir to b'fana nechtav, this was only introduced by these two. Was never introduced by the Shtar Kedushin. And the same thing benegir to the. It was only introduced by the Getishim, by the Shtar Shechar Evik Nani. It was never introduced when it gave to the Shtar Kiddushin. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'chazor gufa isa b'kiddushin. What do you mean? Why does it mention in the Braisa that according to Reb Meir, not only do they have three things in common, there's a fourth thing in common as well. What's the fourth thing? The Chachamim, whereas the Chachamim hold that the Zoch Liyadim Shtar B'fanav applies to a Shtar Shechar Evik Nani. Because people in general would enjoy an Eved Kenani, would probably prefer to be free. So we can be Zorcha the Shtar Shechar on behalf of the Eved Kenani. If we, when we notify, upon notifying the Eved Kenani that we will Mekabel the Shtar Shechar for him, his instinctive reaction is no, he would prefer to remain an Eved. So that's always the din. Whenever you do a Zorcha on the Adam Shleib Afonav, I give a matana to someone who's here to be Zorcha for someone who's not here. Then when we notify the person that a gift was received on your behalf, so if his instinctive reaction is his tzovech mitchila be'atzov, so then the Gemara says he breaks up the zochin. So the pashtus is the same over here. If you're zoche, the shtar shechar on behalf of the Evik Naini, when he finds out about it, he has the brera to be moicha, to say he doesn't want it. But Kozman, he doesn't say he doesn't want it, so we assume that the shchi is in place. So that's what the Chachamim drew a distinction. The Chachamim in the Mishnah later drew a distinction that's on Yud Aleph on the base. They distinguish between a getisha and a shtar shechar Evik Naini. The Getisha, we assume, is a chayva, and the Shtar Shechar Evik Nani is a schus. And Rav Meir says, no, that they share the same income. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, they are abodrochim. They are abodrochim. They are four dinim. Where they're the same. So the Gemara asks the question, but by Shtar Kiddushin, that's for sure it's not the schus. Mechateisa, why should you assume that a boy can force himself on a girl? A boy is going to write Harei Mekudeshesli, and give it, and he's going to pick whichever girl he wants to marry. And the girl is not here, and the girl didn't even agree to go on a date. She doesn't even know who he is. He decided he wants to marry her. He's going to give the Shtar Kiddushin to a friend of his and say, "Bizarich the Shtar Kiddushin on behalf of the girl." So that's for sure not Zachar Lamstam, who says that she'll agree to marry him. The fact that he gives her the option, that now it's up to her to call the shots, whether she wants. So giving all the options to the other person, that's what we saw the Ramban and the Nesivis. They said that's not considered Zachar Lamstam. It's only considered Zachar Lam Shalafanav if it looks from the perspective of the present that it's going to turn out Latoiva, that it is going to work. Who says it's going to work? You have no idea that it's going to work. So you're telling me that the Brice is only listing off Dinim, which Gedisha and Shtar Shechar Evik Nani share in common as opposed to Shtar Kiddush. This Din, so you listed off, according to Rameh, a fourth Din. Zachar Lam Shalafanav doesn't work, neither by the Gedisha nor by the Shtar Shechar Evik Nani. So Gemara says, well, it doesn't work by Kedushin either. So who says the girl is interested in marrying me? So the Gemara gives up a funny answer. V'chazor gufa isa b'kiddushin. And for the Gemara, b'dishlich is bal korcha, d'begerishin isa, u'b'kiddushin leisa. What does that mean? So Rashi has a very strange interpretation. Rashi explains, Tais is very unhappy with Rashi. Rashi interprets, yes, that is correct, that you can't apply Zachan Le'olim Shleib B'fanov by Kiddushin. Who says that the girl is interested in marrying me Bechlal? But it's still not the same, the topic of Shlichas and the topic of Zachan is still not the same by Shtar Kiddushin as it is by Get Shichur and by Get Isha. What do you mean it's not the same? Because in Kiddushin, you cannot do the Kiddushin Bal Korcha, Masheni Kein, the get. And the Shtar Shechar, if the woman would be here, the husband, there may be an Aveira to give, there is an Aveira to give a get Bal Korcha to the Isha. And Shulchan Aruch, it's assumed that it's a chayim derab dein gersh. So that's what the Beis Yosef quotes in Machlokes. Machlokes of Rishonim, what does it mean a chayim derab dein gersh? It means derab dein gersh introduced the prohibition. And a teretz mutter to be megarish your wife bal korcha, the whole aveira is only an aveira derab balan. So that's what it means. Rabbi Ben Gershom introduced the Yisr. Or you say, no, the Yisr was an Yisr deraisa. What do you mean? To get rid of his wife. He promises he's going to love, honor, and cherish her. Like all Jewish husbands treat their wives nicely. That's what it says in the Ksuba. And then he gives her to get Balkarch against her wishes. So that the Ran holds that that's for sure an Yisr deraisa. So what did the Rabbi Ben Gershom introduce? Rabbi Ben Gershom introduced Acherim, that whoever violates this, whoever violates an Avera, you don't curse him that he should drop dead. There are many different types of averes. Echerim, the Gemara says, is a curse that the rabbis place on a person that's nichnas into the ramach evorim. Echerim, the Gemara says, is the same letters as ramach. It's a curse that the person should drop dead. And if the and when the person dies, we attribute his death to the curse of the rabbis. We treat him like haruge beznin. Just like haruge beznin, the surviving relatives don't observe avelus. So misha meis beniduyo. Bezdan Soklim is Harono. The Bezdan puts a big slab of stone on top of the coffin to indicate that he deserved to have been given Skila. And we treat him like the Haruge Bezdan, says Shulchan Aruch, that the Avelim don't observe Avelus. Yes, that's what the Rabbeinu Gershom added on. Not that he invented the Issa. That's the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran, from the Tshuvas Aran. The Issa to be Megarish Bal Korcho perhaps is an Issa Deraisa. What the Rabbeinu Gershom added on was the curse. That's like you have in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo quotes, "There's a cherem hakadmonim shalol lahakos asishto." You're not allowed to beat up your wife. It means until the days of the kadmonim, it was a mitzvah to beat up your wife. Then the kadmonim came up with a new isip, yesh meyayin, a new aver. No, the answer is there was always a prohibition. You're not allowed to beat up your wife if she's Jewish. Lo yosef pen yosef. Even if she's not Jewish, there's still an isip. You're not allowed to be makah someone. But the kadmonim saw that people are violating it, so they added on a cherem that whoever beats up his wife should be considered becherem. But the Yisra was certainly an Yisra that was there before. The Rabbeinu Gersh made a cherem. You're not allowed to beat someone else's male. So that's an Yisra der Rabbanon. No, that's an Yisra der Aisa. People are entitled to their privacy. The Gemara says, Minayin, the Gemara in Yuma says, how do you know that if somebody tells you something private, you're not allowed to divulge his personal information to anyone else unless he gives you permission? Because it says the Chumash, "Vaydab Hashem laMoshe Lemer." Lemer means Lemer liYisrael. If not for the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu permission, and he required of him that he should tell over the dinim to Bnei Yisrael, would have been assumed that whatever the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu was to be held a secret. So you needed special permission to say it over. So Mel, if anybody tells me anything, of course I have no permission to say it. So of course I have no permission to read someone's mail. That's for sure. He never gave me permission. It's something private, something personal. So you don't need the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom to prohibit reading someone else's mail. That's an Issa deraisa. Rabbeinu Gershom added on a Cherem, that whoever does it should drop dead. They gave a curse that whoever, apparently he saw that people were violating this din deraisa. So he wanted to be mechazik the din deraisa. So we know that you're not allowed to be megarish your wife bal korcha, either in Issa deraisa according to the Ran or in Issa derabbanan. But if you are megarish bal korcha, if the man gives his wife a get against the wishes, so that's the halacha, that the get is chal. How do we know the get is chal, Taka? How do we know that the get is chal? There's a machlokes in the end of Gittin, machlokes b'shem v'sil, what's considered grounds for divorce. On Tzadik Amar Aleph, on the very last daf, the last mishnah in the Masechta, daf Tzadik Amar Aleph, b'shem ha'yomim, lo yigar ushar ha'mesishtan kein matzabot v'arerva. You're not allowed to divorce your wife unless you have a situation where you're simply not allowed to remain married with her. Even if you met up with another woman who's more attractive than your wife, Rabbi Kiva says you're allowed to divorce your wife. So the shayla is according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, who are so strict, what if a person divorces his wife and there was no cause, there was no dvar erva? Does it mean that the get is not chal? According to Beis Shammai, it does mean no, the get is chal, but he did wrong. He wasn't allowed to do that. So some achrenim say that according to Beis Shammai, a get bal korcha is no good. Mishnah Melech says that's ridiculous. I mean, everybody agrees that get bal korcha is good. The Mishnah is just talking about what's grounds for divorce. Beis Shammai say that's not, you're not doing right if you divorce your wife for any reason other than motzabot dvar erva. But Beis Shammai never disagreed that a get bal korcha is good. Everybody agrees that get bal karcha is good. That's our Gemara. Everybody is a get bal karcha is good. And the shtashir chayavik nani bal karcha shal ha'ebed is also good. If the ebed is here and I give him the shtashir in person, bal karcha is also good. If the ebed is not here, and then you're giving the get to a third party to be zech on behalf of the ebed, and we know the ebed refuses, he doesn't want to go free. So then most of the Rishonim say that you can't apply zech on the yodim shalai b'fanam. If it's against the wishes of the ebed, you don't say zech on the yodim shalai b'fanam. Is the famous Rashba in Kiddushin on the Abchav Gimel, the Rashba has a chiddush, he writes, Lule de Mistafina, if not for the fact that he's afraid to disagree with Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Rif and all the earlier Rishonim, he would have developed the whole theory, but he is afraid. So he says, he's not developing the theory. So he says he would have said that Shtashichar Evik Naini, even if the Evik Naini is not here, and with Zecha the Shtar on his behalf, and he says later on, he screams bloody murder that he doesn't want it. So normally, whenever you do an act of Zach Liyadam Shalai B'Fon on behalf of someone else, when the person finds out and he says, no, thank you, I don't want it, so that's the Beferishi Gemara in Chulin and in Baba Basra. Then when the person is Mecha Metchila V'Yatzof, he breaks up the Zachin. So the Rashba suggests the Chiddush that maybe by Shtashich Rebbe Knaini, maybe since it's a Schuz Gomor, there's no downside to being, Rameir holds that it's a Chayva. Rameir holds that it's a Chayva. So you have no right to say Zachanam Shalai B'Fanav at all. And the Shichur at the Evik Nani. The Chachamim disagree, so the Rajba has a funny suggestion. Maybe the Chacham hold that it's a Schus Gomer. To be Mekabel HaMaton of someone else, that's not a Schus Gomer. Because the Pasuk says, Zayne Maton as Yichya, you live longer if you turn down a gift. So there we understand, that's how the Rajbam writes in Bava Basra also, and the Gemara says in Bava Basra, if I gave you a gift to be Zeicha for someone else, and then his instinctive reaction when he finds out about it, he's tzavech and tchila v'yatzof. So the Gemara says he breaks up the whole zochin. So the Rashbam writes, what motivates him to scream he doesn't want it? So he writes, Zayni matonis yichya. So it sounds from the Rashbam like he agrees with this Rashba, that the only reason why you can break up an act of zochin later on, when you find out, you say, I don't want it, that's because there's a downside to the schus. It's not a schus gomer. What if it would have been a situation where it is a schus gomer? So then the Rashbam, then the Rashba writes in Kiddush and Daf Chav Gimel, when the sugya talks about Shichur Abik Naini Haidei Acherim Zochan Lam Shalai B'Fanav, and it sounds from the Rashbam and Baba Basa like that, then in such a situation where it's a Schus Gomer, so the party, the Abik Naini, has no right to turn it down. He has no right to say, I declare that it's a Chayva. And that's what the Rashba writes. Let's say the Odon wants to force the Abik Naini to go free, and the Abik Naini keeps on running away. So the Odon says to a third party, I want to give you the Shtar Shichur to be Zech on behalf of the Evik Naini. So the Evik Naini screams, don't accept it. I don't want it. I want to remain in Evik Naini. So the Rashba writes, even though he's screaming, I don't want it. He's screaming in advance, I don't want it. He says, Luli de Mistafina, not for the fact that he's afraid to argue with Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam and the Rif. He would have said that you can even be Zech the Shtar Shichur Bal Korcha of the Evik Naini. Why? Because it's a Schus Gomer. So you say Zachan Le'adam Shalai B'Fanav, just like if you would give it to him in person, the Shtar Shichur is good, Bal Korcha, same as Get Isha. So the same as if you give it to a third party, you would apply Zachan Le'adam Shalai B'Fanav.
Even with the
Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom,
if you give
the
Get, Bal Korcha, it's still fine.
Yeah, most of the Poskim assume that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom only was that you're not allowed to give a Get Bal Korcha l'chatchila and Isa, but the Rabbeinu Gershom never declared that the Get is not valid. He just said it's an Avera. But if you give the Get Bal Korcha, it's still b'di'evet, it's still good. He violated the Isa. He deserves to drop dead, but when he'll die, she'll be with Eretz, okay? But she'll be an Amman. But right now we assume that she's a Grushin. Right now we assume that she is a Grushin. Most of the Rishonim assume like that. Some assume that that was part of the Chender Rabbeinu Gershom, that he said not only that you're not allowed to give the Get Bal Korcha, if you give the Get Bal Korcha, it's not even Chal. The Pashta says that that's not. We don't accept like that in Shulchan Aruch. We assume that Chender Rabbeinu Gershom only was, but it's also Lechatchila not B'di'evet. So here, this is a Shaila, a few Achrenim, the Mishlah Melech writes a Dovah Pasha like that. That Beis Shammai don't disagree with Beis Hillel ben Eger to this day. About that, Get Bal Korcha is good. No one's going to disagree. Get Bal Korcha is good, and the Shtar Shichur Bal Korcha, Shalo Eved is good if you give it in person. And some of the other, this Mishlah Melech was a Sfardi. Some of the other Sfardi Shachrenim disagree. There are three or four who disagree with the Mishlah Melech. But their Mishlah Melech is so much greater than all the other three put together. So you can't, it's hard to outvote the Mishlah Melech. The Pashta says that certainly Get Bal Korcha is good. How do you know? How do they know that a Get Bal Korcha is good? Our Gemara says so. How does the Gemara know that it get Bal Karchas Gil? So the Achrayim say, because we have a pasuk in Chumash by the Oynes and by the Moitzi Shemra, it says V'loisi Eli Yisha Lo Yuchal L'Shalchol Kol Yomav. Part of the punishment, part of the knas, part of the penalty of the ma'anes. The Mishnah says that Oynes and Mefata, in both cases, you pay Hamishim Shekel Kesef, but there's a difference between the two, that the Oynes Shoyse Batzitzoy, the Oynes, part of his punishment is that he has to marry her if she wants him to. The girl is afraid, he attacked her, so she's afraid she's never going to find the Shidduch. So he says, he made it impossible for me to find the normal Shidduch, so I want him to marry me. If I would be the girl, I would think, I want to shoot him. I don't want to have anything to do with him. Okay, so that's one reaction. And other girls would want Dafke, I want him to marry me because I guess she'll know how to take care of him, okay? She'll put him in his place. So the Torah has a din. If she wants, if she doesn't want, so there's no mitzvah, bal korcha shalisha, but if that's what she wants, so then the din is, the same din applies to Moitzi Shemra. I would think, if I would be the wife, I would think I want to get rid of the guy. I want to throw him in a river. I want to drown him. But other women will say, no, he said such a terrible thing about me. I want him to remain married with him. I don't want to let you, don't allow him to give me a get. So the Torah has a din. That's part of his einish. Part of his penalty is l'yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav. So what do I mean, l'yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav? He can't give his wife a get against her wishes. If she agrees, if she doesn't want to stay married with him, of course he can give her a get. So what does the pasuk mean? He's not allowed to give her a get bal karcha. So you see that normally a get bal karcha is good. Only by oynes and mitzi shemra, there's a din, he's not allowed to give a get bal karcha. The Gemara has a discussion in the beginning of Tamura. What if he does give the get bal karcha? Would you say, milsa dar machman ala savet, yovid la mahani? Maybe I should say that the get is not chal. But you see from that parasha, that's what the Achrayim say. You see from that parasha of Moitzi Shemra and Oynes, that is the mocker where the Gemara got this idea from, that a get bal karcha is good. Because you see, the pasuk of Leichol Shachol Kol Yomav must be talking about bal karcha. If it's midaita, if the woman agrees, she doesn't want to remain married with the husband. So you don't penalize the wife, you don't penalize the woman, you only punish the husband. He's the one that did something wrong by the Moitzi Shemra, by the Oynes.
Isn't that more intimate than before she against those poskim part of the Mishnah and Melech? Because you see that there the only shaila is in this case if the get's going to be chal if it's bal karcha, but in a regular case for sure it would be chal bal karcha.
Yes. Those achrayim say that Beis Shammai disagree. They say according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara says the get bal karcha is good. So they say all these Gemaras about the get bal karcha is good. That's Beis Hillel speaking. That's how we paskin. Beis Shammai would say lo yigarush al mesishtan ke matzabot ba'erva. That's the only cause for divorce. The Pashta says that it's not right. Beis Shammai talking about the last minute talking about what's grounds for divorce. When is it permissible to divorce your wife? But if he went ahead and he violated the dinim and he divorced his wife anyway, so he violated the nisa derais. But the get will still be chal. So that's for some achrayim saying no. According to Beis Shammai, the get won't be chal. The pashtus is certainly wrong. The Mishnayos talk about a man giving a get shchid meira. The man is about to die and he has no children, he has no descendants, and he wants his wife. Either he wants his wife not to have to sit shiva. So I usually ask, why does a man who's about to die, why does he give his wife a get? He's going to die anyway. What's the problem? So people usually guess he loves her so much he wants to spare her sitting shiva. That's one explanation why the Shechid Meirah is giving a get. No, but usually assume he wants to spare her from the agony of going through with the chalitza, because he knows his brothers are meshugan, he's going to give her a hard time. So he wants to pater his wife from chalitza. The brother lives the other side of the world. He lives in New Zealand or something. So it's going to be very difficult to get the brother to do chalitza. So the Mishnayos talk about a get Shechid Meirah. Mishnayos, the Gemara, talk about a get Shechid Meirah. So some of the Achrayim came up with such an einfall. A get Shechid Meirah is possible. Why? Because the pasuk says grounds for divorce is usnei ha'isha acharon. If he hates her, if he gives a get out of love, that's not a good get. The get is only valid if he gives it out of hatred. That's utterly ridiculous. But against all the mishnayos, against all the gemaras, that's what these achrayim were chepping. That according to Beis Shammai, the only grounds for divorce is motzah dvar erva. And if you don't have that grounds for divorce, so the whole get is not chal. That's ridiculous. Not that the get is not chal. You had no right to give the get, but the get is going to be chal. A get bal karcha is chal. Everybody knows that. That's what the Stechemet quotes from Nachranim. The Chachamim saw it from the pasuk of La Yuchel Shalcha Kol Yoma by the Moitzi Shemra and by the Ma'ane, so you see that, and it's talking about Bal Korcha. If it's Midaito, so there's no prohibition of La Yuchel Shalcha. So you see, in any other case, a get Bal Korcha would be good. Over here, there's an Issa to give a get Bal Korcha. There's clearly an Issa Deraisa by the Moitzi Shemra and by the Oynes, and it's even a discussion, maybe even B'dievet, it wouldn't be Chal. How do you know that a Shtar Shichur Evik 90 is good Bal Korcha? Usually when you make a Kinyan, you have to have the Haskama to both parties. This is a Chiddush, that by a Get Isha and by a Shtar Shichur Evik 90, the Kinyan takes effect Bal Korcha of the other party. If I sell an Evik 90 to somebody else, and the Evik 90 is screaming, he doesn't want to go from my ownership to the other one's ownership, so that's not called Bal Korcha. He's the object is being sold. Let's say I sell a table, I sell an automobile, I sell a piece of real estate. So you consult the real estate, you consult the automobile, whether he agrees to go to the new owner. He's the object that's being sold. The two balidinim, the two parties involved, are the mocher and the lokech. So if I'm selling the Evik 90 to someone else and the Evik 90 is screaming bloody murder, he doesn't want to work for the other one, he wants to remain working for me. So we don't consult him, he's the object that's being sold. That's not called the mechira bal korcha. Mechira bal korcha, kinyan bal korcha is no good, considering the two parties involved in the kinyan, the mocher and the lokech. So if the mocher and the lokech both agree, it's good. Here by Get Isha, you make a kinyan between by Kiddushin, you need Das HaChasen and Das HaKala. By the Get, you don't need Das HaIsha. By the Shtar Shichur Evik, you don't need Das HaEved. It's a Chiddush. A kinyan is Chal Bal Korcha. So the original Pasuk is by the Isha. We know that Get Isha is good Bal Korcha. We derive it from the Psukim of L'Yichol HaShalcha Kol Yama. And once you know by the Isha it's a good Bal Korcha, so then you say, Hu Adinami, by the Shtar Shichur Evik 90, is also good Bal Korcha. You learn out Lola Me'isha.
Is that the pshat in the Rambam also that he says he only needs the Shema on the other, not on the Eved?
The what?
Some want to say that the Rambam is Lav Dafka, but you can say it like this, that you don't need the Shema on the Eved because the Eved is just an object. The Rambam has a Shinei Lashon between how much the Shema you need on a Shtar Shichur.
I don't think so. The Eved is he's the party. The Eved is the object. When I sell my Eved to someone else, the Eved is only the object. When I'm freeing the Eved, so the Eved is, number one, the object on which the Chalos is taking effect, and number two, he's the other party. I don't have to consult with him, but you still have to have Lishmo. The Pashtus is that the Rambam never meant that. It's hard to say that the Rambam meant that you only need L'shem HaBailim. You don't need L'shem HaEved. The Pashtus is not like that deal. So then she thought that the Lashon HaRambam was loved up. He didn't think that there was room to make a deal like that. So Malach Reini made that deal. So Malach Reini and Ebenezer had that deal. Nachamal, so Rashi says over here, true, the din of Chazor, according to Rav Meir, you can be chayzer both by the Shtar Shichur Evik 90 and by the Get Isha, because even the Shtar Shichur Evik 90 also, we're not so convinced that it's chusu. But the din certainly is shared in common by Kiddushin. It's a din that's shared in common by all shtaros also. You can always be choizer from any shtar until you give it over. So why was this mentioned in the Braisa? So Rashi learns in the Gemara's answer that there's a certain aspect in Gethishan, Shtar Shichur Evik 90, which is shared in common that doesn't apply to the other cases. What is that? The fact that you can give the Get Isha Bal Korcha, you can give the Shtar Shichur Bal Korcha. So that's Tama Pela. So what does the Braisa say? Ukidibe Reb Meir Biarbo. According to Reb Meir, there's a fourth din that they both share in common. Should have said Ben Ledibe Reb Meir Ben Ledibe Chachamim. There's a fourth din that they both share in common that doesn't exist by Shtar Kiddushin Dahainu. That you can give the Get Isha and you can give the Shtar Shichur Evik 90 Bal Korcha and the Kiddushin cannot be given Bal Korcha. So what did the Gemara? That's what all the Rishonim ask over here. So what did Rashi learn? That the Gemara is saying is a different kind of shlichas. It's very difficult. Rashi is very difficult the way he reads the Gemara. The Braisa should have not mentioned anything about Zochan. Should have mentioned about Bal Korcha. So say about Bal Korcha. So that's why Tosfos rejects Rashi. So Tosfos understood the Gemara differently. Also difficult. Tosfos is also difficult. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that what the Braisa mentions, Rav Meir is saying that in Rotza Lachza Yachzor, if I give the shtar shichru to the third party to be zech on behalf of the eved. I give the get to a third party to be zech on behalf of the isha. So one might, so it's correct that it's neither is a schus. Rav Meir says neither is a schus. We understand what he said. But that's a chiddush to say that the baal is ratza lachza yachza. Why? Because since you don't need daso isha and you don't need daso eved, if you would have given the get directly to the isha, if you would have given the shtar shichru directly to the eved knaini, he would have been mishtach on the isha, would have been misgareshes, even if they're screaming they don't want it, even bal korcham. So one might have thought that even though Rav Meir, even if one will adopt Rav Meir shita, that we don't apply zochen liyadam shle b'fana by shtar shichru, and by get isha for sure we don't apply zochen liyadam shle b'fana bein the Rav Meir bein the Rabbanan. So one might have thought, but since I have the ability to be migarish the isha bal korcha, to be mishach the eved bal korcha, so I would have thought once I give the shtar shichru to the third party, I would have thought that that can work even bal korcha. But you don't apply zochen over here. There's no schus. So Tosfos says, but there would have been a havamina by shtar kiddushin. There isn't even a havamina to think that because by shtar kiddushin you have to have the haskama of the girl. So there's no zochen of shleiv afana bechalal over here, and you need daso isha for the kiddushin. So there's no havamina to think that if you give the shtar kiddushin out of your rishus, any yochel achsam. But that's a davar pasha that yochel achsam. But by the get isha and by the shtar shichru evik nine, since if the isha and the eved would have been here in person, I could have given it to them bal korcham. So I would have thought even if they're not here and I give it to a third party, I would have thought that you should apply, since the baal and the yodin have the ability to do the whole kinyan bal korcham with the other parties, I would have thought even if the other party is not here and there's a third person here to pick it up for them, I would have thought also any yochel achsam. I would have thought the whole thing is up. So kamash malan, that's a chiddush, but by kiddushin it's not a chiddush. It's also difficult. Both Rashi and the Tais, they're both difficult. Why the Brice only list off Shlosha Drochim? So the Gemara says, we're only listing off those things that are shared in common by the Shtar Shichar Veknani, by the Get Isha, which are not shared together with the Shtar Kiddushin, which don't even apply to Shtar Kiddushin. Difficult Gemara.
According to Tosfos, you'd have a havamina against the
Mishnah,
later in the
6th parak. No, the Mishnah tells me not to have that havamina. The Mishnah is just telling me a chiddush that you shouldn't think mistakenly that since the husband has the ability to be migarish his wife bal korcha, and the Odin has the ability to be mishach with the Eved bal korcha if he's in person. So I would have thought that even if the Isha and the Eved are not here, since he has so much power to do bal korcha, he can do whatever. But Tosfos mekatzem, Tosfos marach, he does whatever he wants. Husband calls all the shots over here. You would have thought the husband writes a get and he gives it to the third party and goodbye and good luck. He's Megarish's wife, Bal Korcha. This is included in get Bal Korcha and Shichra Bal Korcha. He can give it to just like if the Yevid would be here, he can give it in person. So he can give it to a third party to hold on behalf of the Yevid Bal Korcha. So that's when the Mishnah says no. A third party picking it up on behalf of someone else has to work with the din of Zochin, and Zochin doesn't apply to a get Isha, the holidays. And Zochin Machlek is Hatanan, whether it applies to the Shar Shechar Evik Nine. It's just the Tana, the Tanoim are telling us there would have been a Havamina and they're rejecting that Havamina. Yeah, this din, we mentioned already, this din that a Gedisha.
What about the Rashba that you mentioned before, that once the Shimon has this Havamina to disagree with the other Shonim?
Yeah.
Isn't he against this Tamar? Because here we're saying that it has to work with the regulars when you want jockey. But according to the Rashba, even if the evidence, isn't the Rashba saying they're not operating?
Well, the Gemara here is talking within Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that you don't apply Zochan Adam Shalom Afanov to a Shtar Shichru. So you don't apply it at all, even if you don't know one way or the other. But we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass like the Chachamim, that the Shtar Shichru Evik Nani is a schus. So the Rashba says, once you have adopted the position of the Chachamim Rav Meir, that it is a schus, he thinks that that Zochan would work even Bal Korcha Shel Ha'Evik. Because the whole... What's the whole reason? The Gemara says, if I give you a gift to be Zecha on behalf of someone who's not here, so you apply the principle of Zochan Li'olam Shlai B'Fan. So the Gemara says, if when he hears about it, his instinctive reaction is, he's Tzavech Mentchila V'Atzof. He says from the beginning to the end, he's not happy, he doesn't want the Matana, so then he breaks it up. What kind of a din is that? So the Rashba says, because it's not 100% clear that a matana is a zchus. There is an element of sani matanas yechya. There is a bit of a downside. But 99% of the people would prefer the positive side. I want to give up $1 million check, $1 million bill, whatever, a very valuable gift. So 99% of the population, or 999 out of 1,000 people, probably would want $1 million gift. They wouldn't turn it down. So we assume that it's a schus. But if the party finds out about it and says later on, I don't want it, so then he declares that it's a chayva. So the Rashba says, this is only by medvar mamurim, by something which has at least an element of chayva. But Shiuch HaRabbi Knani, according to the Chacham and the Rav Meir, has no downside to it at all. So the Yevet doesn't have the ability to declare that the Shichur is an act of chayva. So since it was an act of Zachin, so he cannot later on be Tzavech Mitchili Batzav to cancel. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba. There's a character who lives in Rehovot who misuses this Rashba. There was a prominent Talmid Chacham in Europe. After the First World War, there were Jewish soldiers who were missing in action. They didn't come back home, and their wives were agunas. So we didn't know whether the husbands were alive or dead. See, if the husband is dead, so the wife can remarry. The husband is alive, she can't remarry. So this Talmid Chacham decided that we apply Zach and the other B'shloi B'fanov. If the husband is a prisoner of war somewhere, sitting and riding away somewhere, so he doesn't have his wife anyway. The wife is just sitting in Agun at home. She doesn't have a husband. He doesn't have a wife anyway. So what does he have to gain by not giving his wife a get? He certainly would want to give his wife a get. So this Talmid Chacham in Europe, he was the only one. He decided that he's going to apply Zach and the other B'shloi B'fanov. So they wrote Gittin on behalf of the one or two people. There weren't so many cases. So they wrote Gittin based on Zach and the other B'shloi B'fanov on behalf of the husbands. Maybe the husbands were dead, so the wife is allowed to remarry. Unless there's a surviving brother and there are no children, then she needs chalitza. But if, let's say, if there's no surviving brother, or there are children, there's no issue of chalitza. So imanam shach, if he's dead, is a mutter. And if he's alive, so zachanam shalai b'fanav, we'll write the get and we'll give the get on behalf of the husband. That was a big chiddush, that you say zachan liyadam shalai b'fanav on such a situation. So Rav Herzog, after the Second World War, so there were many husbands who were missing. That was after the First World War. After the Second World War, there were a lot of thousands and thousands and thousands of agunas, married women whose husbands were missing. So people were thinking that maybe they should use this patent. They should write the get based on Zachanam Shalai B'fanav. There's a very weak point in the argument. Maybe the husband is a labardas. Maybe he's not, that he's in a prisoner of war, sitting and rotting away somewhere in a prison. Maybe he's in an insane asylum. Many of the soldiers in the war lost their mind because they were shell-shocked and they didn't know what was going on. So if the husband is a shaita, then you can't say Zach Adam Shleid on behalf of the husband. So somehow this Talmid Chacham wasn't worried about that. I don't know why.
Is it also, would that be an issue of Zach Adam?
It's an issue of Zach Adam, sure. So he thought that it's not a problem. Zach Adam is the Tzai Sachoshin claims that there's a Rashba in the Dorim, who says like that you only say Zochen Li Adam, you don't say Zochen Mei Adam. And based on that Rashba, that's what the Tzai Sachoshin has a taina against the Ramo. The Ramo writes in Hilchas Hafrashas Chalo that there's a Taisus in Nozer on Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph, where Taisus raises a question. The Balabasta goes shopping on Friday morning and she has a Jewish maid taking care of, a religious Jewish maid taking care of everything in the house. So she has the maid to make challahs for Shabbos and to make cakes and cookies and to be mafrish challah and everything. So since she gives her permission, so she was, the balabasta was memana her as a shliach, so the maid is mafrish challah. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, but we have a rule there in Nozid, if you base on Nilsa diyula matzi ovid, shaliach la matzi mashvi. I can only appoint a shliach on a matter that I myself have the ability to do it now. Let's say I fall in love with a non-Jewish girl who's planning to convert, but she didn't convert yet. So I can't give the girl a ring and say, Hari emakudesh esli lachash etiz gairi. That's called davish lo bali yorlum. So the Gemara says, I can also not appoint a shaliach. Now I cannot appoint a shaliach and say, when the girl converts, be mekadosh on my behalf. I can't even be mekadosh the girl on my own today for myself. because she's a davish labali yolam. That's considered a dain lo nisgar is a davish labali yolam. So you don't have the ability to appoint a shliach either. So that's what Tosfos asks the kasha. And that Gemara knows it after Beis Amenala, when the balas habayis appoints the mishareses as a shliach to be mafrish the truma, to be mafrish the challah. So the balabasta himself cannot be mafrish challah because the Mishnah says a mafrish challah se kemach. If he mafrish challah when everything is still in the state of flour, he didn't even mix the water into the flour yet. So you don't. That's a called the davish labali yolam. You can't begin to be mafrish challah until after you have an isa. The word challah in biblical Hebrew refers to isa. In Loshon HaMishnayis, in Loshon Menayot, the word challah refers to the truma that you take out. You say hareza truma l'Hashem alkol. So we refer to that as hafrashas challah. But strictly speaking, that's how the Mishnah is a bit. Strictly speaking, Loshon HaTorah, the word challah means the isa, the dough. And what you take out is not called challah. What you take out is called truma. It's not called challah. So that's Tosfos kasha. How can a balas habayis appoint a mishareses as a shliach and hafrashas challah? Shouldn't we apply the rule that milsa de'iyu la'matzi ovi shaliach la'matzi mashu? So Tosfos works very hard on this kasha. So Rabbi Natan gives a teretz. Many did the Meiri gives a different teretz there on Nozer Dafi Beisam and Allah. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes a different teretz from the Truma Sadeshin that true the Balas Habayis when she leaves the house in the morning doesn't have the ability to appoint the Mishareses as a Shliach because Milsa Dio Lamotzi Ovi Shaliach Lamotzi Mashvi, but the Mishareses has the right to be Mafish Chala based on the principle of Zachan the Adam Shalai Befonim. It's certainly in the best interest of the Balabasta. She has to do that. Balabasta, when she comes back from her shopping spree, she doesn't have time to be a mafrish challah. So she asked the mishareses, please take care of everything, do me a favor. Make clean up the whole house and set the table and put up the cholent and make the challahs and make the cake and the cookies. And be mafrish challah. So she did a favor for her. So you apply the principle of Zachar de Alam Shalai B'Fonam. So that's basically what the Hashgach and Eretz Yisrael relies on. The Rabbanut and the Eidach HaRedis, all the Hashgachas rely on this Ramah. Because let's say all of the shops and all of the companies, they appoint someone as a shaliach to be mafrish shumas amaisus on the wine and on the fruits and on the vegetables and everything, so they can appoint them as a shliach to be mafrish on the fruits and vegetables on the wine that they have today. What about the grapes that will be delivered tomorrow? What about the grapes that didn't even grow yet? What about next year's grapes? They don't keep on appointing the man as a shliach. Once they appoint someone from the Rabbanut or from the Eidach HaRedis, they appoint somebody as a shliach. So the shliach comes every day and he's mafrish trumas and ma'is and mafrish challah, and he does all hashgacha work. But the balabas can't appoint the shliach on a davish lo bali yolam what he doesn't have yet. So we all rely on this ramor b'shem trumas adeshin that with the hashgacha is all based on the principle of zachin the yadam shloim b'fanim. So there in Yerideya, I think it's the Mishin Chof Dalim. So there in Yerideya, on the side of the page in Hilchas Challah, they all refer you to this ktsais that the ktsais hachoshin says that the trumas adeshin is not muskam l'choladeus, that the Rashba says that you only say zachan li'odam, you don't say zachan me'odam. So the Ktzayis HaChoshen claims that we should be choshish for the Rashba, that zachan li'odam shalom afanam doesn't work for the purpose of hafrashas trumas amaisus. The Chazanish says on this Ktzayis HaChoshen that there never was such a Rashba, that no one ever said such a thing. He says the Ktzayis misread the Rashba. But that's the shame. So this...
Do you need a minor shlichus anyway?
To have a shliach, you need a minyan shlichus, yeah.
No, I'm saying for us it's truma, don't you need a
shlichus? So Tosfos says that the truma sadeshin says that zachan amish labefanov can substitute for the minyan shlichus.
That's considered like a minyan shlichus?
Yeah, Tosfos sheet is that tzchi mitam shlichus, that whatever in the world can be accomplished, ayidei shlichus can be accomplished ayidei zechiyah as well. So the Ktzayis thinks not so. The Ktzayis thinks that we should limit it. Only Zochin Liodam, and in certain cases you shouldn't apply Zochin. So the Chazanish thinks that it's not true. So that's what this Talmud Chacham from Europe after the First World War, he came up with this Chiddush, that you can even say Zochin Liodam v'shalei b'fanav to authorize the writing of a get on behalf of the husband. The husband is nowhere to be found. We don't know if he's alive or dead. So they say, well, it's certainly in the best interest of the husband. Why should he hold his wife back from getting married? He doesn't have his wife anyway. He's sitting there riding away somewhere in a prison as a prisoner of war. So we can authorize the writing of the get and the giving of the get, everything based on Zohar Liyadam Shalei B'Fanav. So after the Second World War, the topic was brought up again. After the First World War, hardly anybody followed this position. After the Second World War, there were agunas, many, many, many agunas. So the Shalva should we rely on that. So Rav Herzog wrote in his Jubis, He in any cholem afilu, he says, I wouldn't even dream about relying on this kula, because the next thing you'll do is that the people will give a get against the wishes of the husband. Sometimes the husband will be here, and they'll give the get against the wishes of the husband. That for sure is no good. So that's what this fellow does in Rehovot. There are people who were sitting in prison for almost 60 years, since Hakamas HaMedina. There were husbands who refused to give their wives a get. So the Rabbanut put them in prison. So they thought they're going to put them in prison. They're going to certainly agree to give a get. So the people sitting in prison for close to 60 years, since the beginning of the Medina. The wives are still agunas. So this crackpot in Rehovot, he says, forget about the husband. The husband is doing a big avera by being magen his wife. He's going to burn in Gehenna. This is certainly a schus gomer for the husband that he should give his wife a get. So he can give a get bal karchai, just like the Rashba says, whenever it's a schus gomer, he can give a get bal karchai. You can give, you can be zeicher the shtashuch on behalf of the Evet Kanani, bal karchai shal Evet Kanani. So here too, you can authorize the writing of the get on behalf of the husband, even if the husband is dreaming bloody murder. I don't want to divorce my wife. So that's what Rav Herzog wrote. That's utterly ridiculous. The Rashba would never say such a thing. The Rashba writes beferish like that. That wouldn't work. Why? He says, by the Eved Kanani, if the Eved is here in person, I have the ability to give him the get bal korchai. So since you don't need Dasa Eved for the kinyan of the Gerishin, so then since it's a schuz gomer, so I ignore what the Eved has to say. The Eved can't declare that it's a choiva. The act of being mekabel shtashichur is a schuz gomer. But by authorizing, giving a get, so that you have to have das habal. So even if one were to assume that it's a schus gomor, and the husband, when he finds out about it, cannot say, I don't consider it a schus. It remains a schus. But still, you need das habal for the gerishin. So if the husband says, I don't agree, so there's no das habal. How can you say that you can write a get bal korcha shel habal? The pashtus says that it's certainly wrong.
So the pasuk in Europe held that there is das mischayev when
is also he held that you say zochen li adam shlei b'fanov, and in any kinyan where shlichus would work, so shchiyam itam shlichus, any case where shlichus would work, if the husband would appoint the shlich to write the get and to give the get, that would be fine. So even though we don't know one way or the other, but we assume that it's certainly in the best interest of the husband that he should give the get, what does he gain by having his wife say an aguna? He may as well do her a favor and be free her, to be megarishim. So his opinion was, right. It was never really accepted in Europe. He was the only one.
Aren't there lots of cases in the Gemara where the Chayilim Chavit gave a get to their wife? Why was there a chashash in it to do this?
I mean, why did they have to give a get in advance? Why did they wait till after the war?
Yeah,
and whoever doesn't come back, so we'll wait a year and then we'll give a get based on Zachar Adon Shalai B'Fanav. Mustafa didn't want to wait a year. Mustafa didn't want to wait a year. Yeah. The Achrayim point out there was a famous machlokes in the days of the Nadi Yehuda. The Nadi Yehuda's niece was married. And her husband decided he wanted to get rid of her, to marry someone else. So she refused to receive a get. So the husband was a dainty fellow, so he didn't want to force the get on her. So he got two hooligans, so he had the cipher write a get, and he gave it to two Jewish gangsters. And he pointed them as a shlich that they should deliver the get. Bal Korchi knew that the wife won't accept the get, Nidaita. So he told the two Jewish shluchim, the two Jewish gangsters, they should give the get to the Isha Bal Korcha. So that's what they did. So the Shaila was, what do you say? Ein shaliach l'dvar avera in such a situation. So first, the Nadi Yehuda discusses how serious an avera is it to give a get Bal Korcha. So he quotes that the Ran is of the opinion that it's an avera deraisa, and others disagree. It's only an avera derabbanan. What if one should assume that it's an avera derabbanan? Do you still apply the rule of ein shaliach l'dvar avera? So the Nadi Yehuda quotes Mishlam Melech. Mishlam Melech has a right from Gemara Baba. Mishlam Melech claims he has a right from Gemara Baba Kama. You can ding it, but they're right. Mishlam Melech claims he has a right from the Gemara Baba Kama. That ain't shaliach l'dvar avera even applies when the avera is only an avera derabbanan. Not only when the avera is an avera deraisa, even an avera derabbanan. So you put it together. So the Nadi Yehuda says even if one should assume they're giving a get bal karcha to the isha is only an avera derabbanan, we should still say ein shaliach l'dvar avera. So since the husband knows that his wife refuses to accept the get, and he gave the get to the two Jewish hooligans to give to her Bal Karcha, he says, give the get Bal Karcha, I know she's not going to accept it out of her own free will. So you should apply the rule in this case that Ein Shalich Advarveh. I said, what is that? Where does that lead you? So Ein Shalich Advarveh, the Nadi Behuda raises the question, what does it mean? So it doesn't mean that the whole get is not Chal. He gave the get over to the Shliach to be Megarish, his wife Bal Karcha. So you say Ein Shalich Advarveh means that the whole Gerishin is not Chal. The woman is still married to the husband, and he's still Chayv to support her, Sherek Sisviyona. But he's saying, no, the get is Chal. The get is Chal. Ein Shalich Advarveh. The Aver doesn't relate back to me. It's not considered the husband violated the aver. So the Nadi Behuda adopted the first position that the whole get is not chal. It's usually assumed in the yeshivas. They usually assume that these are two opinions in Tosis and Bava Metzia in the first parak. And Daf Yud Amud Beis. Tosis has a shaila: a kohen is not allowed to live with a grusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. If the kohen marries a grusha, he's already over an avera. So let's say the kohen appoints a shliach to be mekadosh a grusha for him. So we say ein shaliach lidvar avera. That's what it says in the Gemara. A kohen sends a shliach to be mekadosh a grusha. We will apply the rule ein shaliach lidvar avera. So where would that leave you? So what's the end of the story? Ein shaliach lidvar avera. So what's the end of the story? So Tosfos has one opinion. So the whole shlichus is batel mevutel, and the girl is not married to the kohen. They're not married. The marriage doesn't get off the ground because ein shaliach lidvar avera. The other opinion in Tosfos is no, the marriage is chal, but the avera, the kohen marries a grusha isha, he deserves malchus for violating the iser of isha grusha lo yikach, he's not allowed to marry her. Just the marrying alone, marriage alone is an avera. So over here, the kohen won't get any malchus. The avera doesn't relate back to the kohen, but the kiddushin does relate back to the kohen. So those are two opinions in Tosfos. So that's what the Nadi Behuda adopted that position. It's very strange, historically, they don't know exactly, something fishy. First of all, why didn't the Nadi Behuda write in the Tshuva that this girl was his niece? He was withholding some crucial information here. Secondly, he wrote the Tshuva 16 years after the story happened. Was it Dezach Damon 16 years later? The story happened 16 years earlier. So they're not sure exactly what was going on over here. So that's the famous tshuva in the Rabbi Yehuda, that if a man appoints a shliach to give a get bal korcho, we would say ein shaliach ledvar avera, and the whole shlichus is not chal. So many other rabbanim, the prominent one who disagreed was Rabbi Tzala Hamburger. He was a contemporary of the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Yehuda has his tshuva. He disagreed with him, so he disagreed based on the two days in the Tosfos in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Amud Beis. The other day in Tosfos says, Ein Shalich Lidvar Avera. You don't say that the Kedushin is not Chal. You say the Kedushin is Chal. But the Avera doesn't relate back. So here also, if you want to say, Ein Shalich Lidvar Avera, the Avera being the Garish, your wife, Bal Korcha, doesn't relate back to me. But the Gerishin is Chal. The Get is Chal. So the Nadi Behuda writes that they pose the Kasha from this Gemara. This Gemara says, Beferish. That the shliach is bal korcha, the begerish in isa, be kiddushin leisa. The husband appoints a shliach to be megarish his wife bal korcha. The feirish. The Gemara says the husband appoints a shliach to be megarish his wife bal korcha, the begerish in isa. The husband can make such a shliach. According to that of Yehuda, why shouldn't I say that ain't shliach l'dvar aver, and the whole gerishin is not chal? Ain't shliach l'dvar aver. So the Nadi Behuda has a whole tshuva in the Madura Tinyana to explain how he gets out of this Gemara, how the Gemara doesn't contribute. But it's usually assumed not like that Nadi Behuda. So Rav Soloveitchik once said, he said that his grandfather Rav Chaim once said, Al pi yosher, the Nadi Behuda is certainly right, that the guy had no right to divorce his wife just because he didn't like her and he wanted to marry someone else. But Al pi aloch, he thought that he wasn't correct. He thought that you wouldn't apply Ein Shalich Lidvar Aver in such a situation to say that the get is not chal.
The pashlichus is not an aveira. And the sina to the isha bal korcha is the aveira. He didn't even do an aveira by appointing the shliach.
No. But if I send a shliach, a kohen sends a shliach to me megarish a grusha for him, so the Gemara says ein shliach ledvar aveira. The mina shlichus is never the aveira. The aveira is to be megarish a grusha for a kohen. Here the aveira is to give a get bal korcha. So he says, I know my wife refuses to accept the get, and I want to give her a get bal korcha, but I don't have the
heart. To give a get to the wife, it's up to her whether she wants to accept or not. Well, I make a shlichim and kaddish and each of it's a grush, and I'm a claim. The whole mice that I'm making them on is a mice out there.
Okay.
Very big difference.
Okay. So this is the shaila. Which are the two opinions in Tosfos? That's another chiluk. What you're saying is another chiluk. But the shaila is, let's say, even a kohen who sends a shlich to mekadosh a grusha, and there's no way that it's going to be behead. It's absolutely going to be beyisr. So their Tosfos, on that case itself, Tosfos has two opinions. So the Gemara says ain shlich and barvet. Gemara doesn't say what's the maskana. Therefore, what? So Tosfos has one opinion. The whole kiddushin is not chal. The kohen sends a shlich to mekadosh a grusha for him. The whole kiddushin is not chal. And the other opinion in Tosfos is no. Even over there, the kiddushin is chal. The only thing is the avera doesn't relate back to me. I say there's no shlichas on the bar avera part. That the kiddushin does relate back to me. So that's a shala. How do we hold over there? So the Chazon Ish thinks that the ikir is the opinion that the whole kiddushin is not chal. The whole kiddushin is not chal. That's a diyun and acharon. Which is the ikir day in Tosfos? Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim thought the ikar was the other day, that the Kiddushin is Chal just the Aver, doesn't relate back. And the Chazon Ish and other Achrayim before him think, no, the ikar is the other day. That's why the Chazon Ish came up with his Mechudish Dika Einfal, that most of the farmers in Eretz Yisrael appoint someone from the Rabbanut as a Shliach to sell their farms to an Arab for the Shnas HaShmitah. In order to make a heta that they should be allowed to do avodah sakarka, on the assumption that yesh kinyan and ochri lahavkia miyad mitzvah hatlis baratz, if the whole issue was only the rabbanon, on the assumption that shmita b'zmanes is only the rabbanon, that's how Rav Rishonim holds shmita b'zmanes is only the rabbanon. So the Gemara seems to say that yesh kinyan and ochri if you sell to a goy. So that was the heta mechira that was worked out in the 1600s. But the Sfaradish rabbanon lived in it, so they came up with such an einfach. Rav Kook was stuck when Rav Kook came to Eretz Yisrael. So he took over the Rabbanus and Yafo. So the rabbi before him, Rav Naftali Hirtz, was from the Talmidim of the Gros, Talmidim of the Gros. So he was the one who made the Heta Mechirim. So then Rav Kook took over that Rabbanus. It's his responsibility to take care of the Heta Mechirim that came along with the job. Like whoever takes the Jewish center, whoever's the rabbi of the Jewish center in Manhattan has the responsibility to take care of the Manhattan Erev. Because Rabbi Lamb was the rabbi in the Jewish center, and he made an Erev Manhattan. So whoever takes the job after Dr. Lamb says Mechuyev to take over. That's part of the job. And Rabbi Sharfman was the rabbi in the Young Israel of Flatbush, and he made the Erev in Flatbush. So whoever takes the rabbanus of the Young Israel of Flatbush, that's part of the job. You got to supervise the Erev in Flatbush. So whoever takes the rabbanus in Yafo has to maintain this head to Mechir. So Rav Kook wasn't the one who originated. It came from the 1600s, and the one before him was the one who, when people had a problem with the Shnas HaShmitah, so the Badatz recommended, we don't want to touch this. Go to Rabbi Naftali Hirtz in Yafo, and he'll make a Heta Mechira. So then, after he passed away, and they took Rav Kook from Europe, so that was his responsibility to continue them the Heta Mechira. So the Chazon Ish was opposed to the Heta Mechira. And he held that if you sell the land to a goy, you're in violation of Lo Sechonim. The Gemara says the Pasuk in Dvarim is very unclear. Lo Sechonim, it had three different levels of interpretation, and all three are accepted in Yerideya. We pass on all three. So one of them, Lo Sechonim, Lo Sechonim, Chanoi Bekarka. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. So the Gedolim who came up with design file in the 1600s, they all discussed what happened to the Yisrael Lo Sechonim. You want to avoid violation of the Din of Shemitah, which is only with the Rabbanon. So in order to spare yourself violation of Shemitah the Rabbanus, you go and you violate an Issa Deraisa of Lo Sechonim. So they all explain why there's no Lo Sechonim. So those who wrote in the 1600s said, based on the Sefer Achinuch, the Sefer Achinuch quotes a Ramban, that there's only Lo Sechonim if you sell it to the Goy Li'olam Void. So they had the practice, they only sold it for a year and a half. Shtar Mechira only sells to the Goy starting from a half a year before Shemitah till a half a year after Shemitah, and that's all. So 2 years, or a year and a half, something like that. It's not the Olam. You only violate Lo Sechonim if you sell it Latzmisus. The Gedolim came up with different svaras why there's no Lo Sechonim, because the Goyim are doing us a favor. We're not doing them a favor. They don't have Chanoi Bekarka because they're agreeing to buy the land, so that enables the Jewish farmers to continue to run business as usual. So that's not a violation of Lo Sechonim if he's doing the Tova Sena. That's what Avnei Nezer has. Those who talk about the Heta Mechira, so they all deal with this issue of Lo Sechonim. So many didn't hold from the heter, and they thought that there is a violation of Lasuchan. So the Chazon Ish sided with the Nitziv, with the Machmir. He felt that there's an Issa Lasuchanim over here, and it does make sense to avoid violation of Shemitah Derabbanan. You go and you violate an Issa Deraisa Lasuchanim, doesn't pay, and not only doesn't pay, he said, so the Chazon Ish added on, if the farmers would have sold directly to the Arabs, so the sale would be valid. It would belong to the Arab. The only thing is that he holds the whole heter mechira doesn't help. He holds that the whole thing doesn't work anyway. But he said they don't even sell it directly to the Arab. They point somebody from the Rabbanut to sell their farm to the Arab. That's a din of Ein Shalich L'Dvar Aver. Ein Shalich L'Dvar Aver. The whole sale is not valid. The whole sale to the Arab is not valid. Because you're appointing the rabbi from the Rabbanut as a shlich to do an Aver on your behalf. So the whole sale is not valid. Forget about it. Even if the sale would be valid, the Chazon Ish didn't hold that that gives you the right to violate the laws of Shemitah. That's a different argument, whether the Heter Mechira makes sense or not. Is there such a thing as the Heter Mechira? But he held that the whole Mechira is not valid. So many Gdolim did not agree with him. They quote from Abshalom Zalman Auerbach, whether you hold that if it belongs to a Goy, it's permissible, not permissible to do Avodas HaKarka. But the sale to the Arab certainly is valid. Shlomo Zalman holds the sale to the Arab is certainly valid. He knew that it was done by the Shliach, by the Rabbanut. He wasn't concerned about this Ein Shliach Advar Aver. Obviously, he held like Rab Chaim, like the other day in Tosfos. Ein Shliach Advar Aver just means that Aver doesn't relate back to me. But the Chaloy certainly does take effect. The sale to the Arab is valid. That's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, that there's no Easter of eating Svichim. There's a din in the Gemara that whatever grows on its own in Shnas HaShmitah, that's called Svichim. Whatever grows on a tree, you're allowed to eat. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a mitzvah tea. Whatever grows, tvua, grows on the ground, so that's called Svichim, you're not allowed to eat. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. What's the nature of the Issa Svichim? So Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Svichim is an Issa derais. And we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. We assume Svichim is an Issa derabbanon. Svichim is an Issa derabbanon because of chashada. What do you mean? He's gonna plant the vegetables, and he's going to say, it grew on its own, what can I do? So in order to fix his wagon, so we say, even if it's true that it grew on its own, you're still not allowed to eat it, because but Pashut Choshed, that we're not going to trust the farmers. So the Rambam writes that since we passed Mitzvichim is only the Rabbanon, it's not a din d'arais, it's only Mishum Marasai. So if the farm belongs to a non-Jew, and something grew, so there's no Issa Svichim. They never introduced Issa Svichim. So that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said. Whether you like the Heter Mechira, you don't like the Heter Mechira, but bottom line, they sold it to the Arab. So the farm belongs to the Arab. So he says it belongs to the Arab. So it's svichim mishalakim. So there's no din of svichim. So that's so the Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish holds that the whole sale is not valid. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach thought that was an exaggeration.
Shlichus to make it for somebody to sell something for me.
To sell my field.
If somebody works for me, is that my shlich to be a guy? He could sell for me. If I ask him to sell for me, he sells for me.
I don't know about that. If I have a store, yeah, and I have all the, I'm selling the taltalim, and I have a price on everything. So I say, whoever pays the money and leaves the money by the cashier and goes, so doesn't pay, I'm asking him to the sale. So I can put up a sign like that. I can put up a sign, I'm selling everything for $1. And whoever leaves a dollar and walks off with it takes on to hate. But over here, there's a whole negotiation. Here, when you're selling karka, you have to make a whole kinyan with a whole stipulation. Here, you do need a shaliach. It's not going to be nicknamed to the nochri on his own. Either the Jewish farmer sells it directly, or the Jewish farmer appoints a shaliach to sell on his behalf. So that's what the Chazon Ish came up with this einfall. That ain't shaliach ledvar aver. He holds like the Nevi Yehuda, that the whole shlichus falls through. And it's usually assumed, not like the Chazon Ish, usually assumed that, like Rabbi Tzolah Hamburger, that the Shlichus doesn't fall through. Just the Aveira doesn't relate back. The Gemara was concentrating on the dinim that they have in common, the three dinim that Shtashir Rebbe Knaini and Gedisha have in common, and the Rambam has 16, and you add up the rest of the dinim that the Gemara had. But the Gemara said, it's Lapukim, Minyona Lapukim, Ai. Apparently there is some din which is not shared in common between the Getisha and the Shtashir Chayavik Nani. What din is that? So the Gemara said there is a din. Edom Shedim Yonimim Likrois. What if the Edom don't know how to read the Shtar? Can you use them as Edom to sign? So the din is you're not allowed to use them as Edom. You can only use Eidim, and Eid Chasim has to be able to read Hebrew. He has to read what it says on top, and he has to know that it's true. And it says Bekaninami there. He has to have seen that they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan. He can't sign a document unless he knows that that's really what happened. When he signs a document and he knows that they're going to give it over to the other party, that constitutes a Haggadah Seidim. He has to know that it's so. So if Eidim, Sheidim, Yodim, Likros, if they don't know how to read, so we don't read it for them and have them sign. Special Kula by Get Isham, Mishum Iguna Kila Berabonon, but not by Shtashich Revik 90. Even though the Tesis is explained over here on the bottom of Tesamid Aleph, Mishum Iguna Kila Berabonon, that's the reason why we don't tie in the Mizuyev. And that's the reason why we believe the Eidecho, the Shlich, Lo'alach is an Eidecho, we believe him, Mishum Iguna Kila Berabonon. And all of this whole consideration we do carry over to the Shtashich Revik 90. What's the Mishum Iguna over there? So Taisa says he wants to be chayiv in mitzvahs, he wants to be able to lead a normal life, to marry a bas chorin, to have a normal family. That's a Taisa on the bottom of Testament Aleph. Yeah, that's been a get to b'fan and echtem. But when we get to this din, that the Edom don't know how to sign, the Edom don't know how to read. So we're going to be mekel, we'll read it for them. That's a special kula that they introduce only by Getisha. Made him yodim, enam yodim likros, in kari mifneim. Special kula only by get isha. Then enam yodim lachzom. That's the enam don't know how to write. They don't know how to sign their names. So they don't know how to sign. So how can they sign? They're illiterate. They don't know how to sign. So the Gemara says we have special kula only by get isha. Also, it wouldn't apply to shtashich rabik nine. Even though when you get to other dinim, even though when you get to befana nechta, we consider it as if it's an equal consideration. The mishum yigun akila berabanan. We introduce the same kula by the Shtashil Chayuk 9, but this far not. If Eidim, Eidim, Yodim, Lachsam, they don't know how to sign, so we're only Mekel by Getisha. So what are you Mekel about? So the Gemara says, Mekarin, what do? Mekarin Lahem Niyor Cholot, we take a clear sheet of paper, and we make holes in it, Umemalim Sakroim Dio. What exactly do you do? So this is a Machlekes, Rashi and Taisis. What exactly does it mean? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that you make a stencil that has, let's say the guy's name is Avram ben Yaakov, the aid. So we tell him, you spell your name Avram, your name is Avram, your father's name is Yaakov. You write Avram ben Yaakov. So take the stencil. And there's a big aleph, so you fill in part of the aleph. If you're going to fill in exactly the whole stencil, so Tosfos says so there's nothing unique about his handwriting. So how is it? How are you going to be able to make a kima shtah later on? So you tell him, you fill in the letter Aleph somewhere in this stencil. Don't fill out exactly the form of the stencil. Then it won't be uniquely your handwriting. So they tell him, put in Aleph and Beis, Reish, Amen. Write Avram ben Yaakov. That's how Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. The Karlahem the Yorcholok means you take a stencil and you have him fill in part of it. Yeah. And then Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns, no, you take the get. Get is on a thick piece of paper. And you have someone take with his fingernail, you scratch into the get the letters Avraham ben Yaakov. So and then you tell the Yeh, take a pen, and you fill in the scratches that we just made. So when the Yeh writes it in ink, that's considered ksav. So then Tosfos starts a whole discussion, but that itself is ksav. Let's say if the Yeh, instead of writing with pen, he takes a knife and he cuts a hole in the piece of paper. Let's say instead of the sefer writing a get, he takes a knife and he carves out a get on a piece of paper. That's also called ksiva. Chakika is also called ksiva. So when we scratched out the letters Avram ben Yaakov, so we already made a ksiva of the name. And it's not my name. My name is not Avram ben Yaakov. It's his name. So when I write Avram ben Yaakov, it's not good. And then he's just writing a ksav agabi ksav. So isn't that a problem? The sefer, or whoever it is who scratches the letters Avram ben Yaakov on the piece of paper, that's already a ksiva, and it's not my name, so that's no good. So, but it's the name of the aid. So I'm signing for the aid. They say, no, the aid is going to write in ink in these cracks. The aid writes in ink. There already is a ksav there. The chakik itself is a ksav. So Taisa says, first of all, a rishima is not a ksav. If you cut through and through, or if you carve out letters, and let's say you have a wooden board, and you carve out letters on the wooden board. So that's called a ksiva. But just because you make an indentation on the piece of paper, the indentation is going to disappear after a couple of days. It's not going to last too long. So that's a ksav sheinu shel kayama. So the Gemara says later on, the ink on the din of ksav shel kayama is not only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a din in Get also. It has to be, if it's ksav sheinu shel kayama, it has to be a dova hamiskan. Ksav sheinu shel kayama is not acceptable. That's the Mishnah Yud Tes Amin Aleph. Bakol kos from Midyo b'samah b'sikah b'kumbus v'kankan b'chol dova shel kayama. But if you're going to write b'nei peiris b'chol dova she'ena shel kayama, that's not valid. So Tosfos says similarly over here, you're going to make a rishima. You're going to indent, you're going to scratch a little bit. So if you carve out the letters on a piece of wood, you carved it out. If you cut out a hole in the piece of paper, a hole through and through, that's kake ksa. But if you just made an indentation, there's not going to be too lasting. That's not shel kayama. And then they say be'od, and even if it is, it made such an indentation, it's going to last there for a very long time, so it is ksav shel kayama. So Tosfos says it's not a problem over here of ksav agabi ksav. The halacha says later in the sugya that whenever the ksav elyon is of a better quality than the ksav tachton, so I say the ksav agabi ksav, the upper ksav has a status of ksav. So the Gemara says, if you write in sikra, you write in red ink, that's called ksav, but if you write in black ink, that's a better ksav. So if originally, let's say something was written in red ink, then someone writes exactly on top of the old letters, he writes in black ink on top of the red ink. So Dyo Agabi Sikra is considered Koisev B'Shabbos. And it's considered, let's say, someone wrote a get Shalol Lushmo without Tziva Habal, but he wrote in the red ink. And then when the husband authorizes the writing in the get, so the Tzayfer just takes a pen with black ink and he writes on top of the red letters, he writes in black. So the Gemara says later that is acceptable. Like Ksav Agabi Ksav, Ksav Elyon Habi Ksav, whenever the upper ksav is of a better quality than the lower ksav. So Tosfos says here, even if you should assume that the mekaren lehem the yor, when you make the indentation, the way Rashi learns, the Rabbeinu Chananel learns that you're using a stencil over here. But according to Rashi, making an indentation, so even if you assume the indentation is shel kayama, has the status of ksav, but if you make ink on top of an indentation, that's certainly preferable. When the Eidim fill it in with ink, that's certainly considered a ksav. Okay, Belinetta, tomorrow I'd like to just wrap up. We touched a little bit about Ashtar Kiddushin B'Mechuber, that the simple reading of Agamara is that it's no good. How can the Ramo have two opinions in Ebenezer? Agamara says the Beferish that it's no good. So that's the accepted opinion. What's the din if you Mekadosh B'Kesef? And the Kesef is Mechuber L'Karka. What's the din there? So that's a Machlokes in the Rashba, the beginning of Kiddushin. So we'll just say a few words about that, and then we'll proceed with the next sugya. Most of the next sugi we discussed already about the kusi. We'll just discuss a little more about the matzah. Then we'll go weiter. Most of the next sugi we also did about the shtaras olam arklosh anach. So we'll just wrap up what we left out.